Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Get your real estate license, even if you only use it once. There's so many opportunities to invest in real estate once you change your mindset. So many people think that you have to have a certain amount of money to be a real estate investor. And when I started, I didn't have any money.
Best ever listeners, I'm so excited to share today's sponsor with you. It's Eastern Union Funding and Arbor Realty Trust. If you're in the multifamily space, you likely recognize these names, but have you used them? I'm guessing if you haven't, then you probably know someone who has. I can tell you personally, we have used Mark Belsky. He is a point person at Eastern Union Funding as a partner with us, and he has helped us secure debt for actually a deal we closed on this month. And we've worked with him. In addition, my clients, my program, my consulting program have worked with them to successfully close on deals. When we were starting out, Ashcroft was starting out, we had somewhat of a track record, but we weren't fully as established with our investor network. I went to him and we secured some equity, $500,000 in equity to fund one of our deals. While he works with more institutional partners, you know, he's brought $200 million in equity over the last 12 months. He was able to help us out there, and we've built a relationship with him and Eastern Union Funding ever since. So if you need equity for your deal and you have a track record, then he's your point person. His number is 212-897-9875. If you need debt, then he partners up with Arbor on a lot of transactions. So if you're a multifamily borrower who wants agency or bridge debt, then that's the team to work with. We have worked with their team, both Eastern Union and Arbor, on deals. And people who have purchased deals from us, have used Arbor, as well as my clients in my consulting program, they've used it. So this is a recommendation that comes from firsthand experience. And the last thing I'll say about working with Mark Belsky at Eastern Union is that if you need a loan guarantor but don't have that track record quite yet, then Mark can look at the deal you've got, and assuming it checks out, he can make introductions to people he knows as potential loan guarantors for your deal. So debt, equity, and potentially loan guarantors. You need to find a deal, obviously. But besides that, you know, the other main components of the deal they can help you out with. So talk to Mark Belsky. His email is mbelsky at easterneq.com and his phone number 212-897-9875. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Andy Dane Carter. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well and nice to have you on the show. A little bit about Andy. He is based in Long Beach, California. He is a real estate investor and entrepreneur and has had over $500 million go through his company from real estate deals. And we're going to talk about that. So with that being said, Andy, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Sure. Yeah. My main focus is real estate and real estate investing. And exactly like you said, we're going to cut out all the fluff. And that's basically exactly what we do. So we're like a one-stop shop. We do multifamily. We do syndications. We don't flip as many houses as we were doing in 9, 10, and 11. We were doing about 150 to 250 a year, which was a lot. So we moved those into more buy and hold positions. And we've been very successful in doing that and then repositioning them to new states, because I'm sure some of your listeners know that we have horrible cap rates here in Southern California right now, somewhere between 2.3 and 4.3. So we've actually positioned ourselves in a few other states across the country, which yield much better returns and much better cash flow for us and our investors.
Multifamily, you are doing fix and flips. Now you're more buying and holding those properties. What is the bulk of your transactions right now comprised of?
Those are multifamily keepers. So we like to find stuff that's either B minus to D minus neighborhoods, low rents, not really performing, longtime owners that are maybe just looking to kind of get out of their positions. We come in and we do what we do best, and we love to add value as quickly as possible. And that's the bulk of our stuff that we do on a monthly basis across the country.
Can you give us an example of a case study?
Sure. We actually have one going on right now. It's in San Antonio. That one we purchased for $240. It was for a fourplex. And then we got the one that was right next door for another $180. And we've fully remodeled those. We relocated the bad tenants into a different property, and we put in some really good tenants, and it's been completely remodeled. We just had the thing reappraised, and it's right around $620, $640. So within 4 months, we were able to get the thing to really start performing, and we got all of our cash back for ourselves and for the two investors that we actually partnered with. And now it's just going to go into the fold, and everybody's cash on cash return has been made whole, and off we go. And we usually do that very similar model everywhere we go.
Oh, congrats on that deal. The $240K purchase price, how much did you put into the remodel?
We did $42,000-$43,000 on one, and then we only did $20,000 on the other. So we were all in just over $60K for both units. So it's actually two fourplexes that sit side by side, and they actually share a driveway. So now it looks like one huge property.
Okay. And you're holding on to that one?
Yes.
How'd you find it?
I found it from Instagram. So I have a pretty large social media presence, and I spend a lot of time on that. And I get deals now sent to my DM in my Instagram daily. So there's people that either follow my podcast or they follow me on Facebook or Instagram, and they know exactly what I do. I have a very clear message, and I buy stuff across the country. And if they have a deal, they send it to me. I take a look at it. If the deal makes sense, I usually fly out to the location and I stand on the property. I look at it and I meet them, and then we write it up and I fly home.
What was the story with these two deals that were next to each other, the two fourplexes?
They were in a trust, and the trust was getting ready to be liquidated, and the particular real estate agent had to find somebody that can close in 3 days. Mm. So it was just one of those deals where they happened to reach out. It was absolutely perfect timing, and I was on an airplane, and then we wired the money and we closed, and away we go.
With the structure with those deals, in terms of you and your investors, how do you structure that?
It depends on how the property is actually acquired, but usually we'll do like a 50-50 scenario where we split the capital going in, we split the capital for all of the rehab costs, and then we split the profits, and then we split the cash flow as well. So it's super simple for us, just for simple math, and we try to keep it really, really easy for ourselves and very easy for our investors. So it just makes it really clean. So it's usually 50-50 splits that we do. Sometimes we'll do like 70-30, but we usually like to share the risk.
Mm-hmm. So in that scenario where you got the lead from Instagram and then you ended up closing on it, you did 50-50 where you put in half and you receive half of the profits?
Yes, exactly.
And I'm just curious, with you finding the deal, how do you think about that in terms of the value that you added to the transaction? Because you're getting half, but you are putting in half. So on the surface, it doesn't look like you're giving yourself credit for finding the transaction.
100%. And that's a complete separate part of our business. We do a lot of wholesaling, tons and tons. We do about 30 to 40 properties a month that we just actually wholesale. These deals that we do these splits with, these are longtime investor partners of us of about 9 to 10 years. So it's not for everybody. These are literally just investors that we've made millions with. So we just like to share the value with them because we've actually built this slowly together with them. So that's not for like the normal investor that finds me through my website. Takes years to even have those deals even be brought to you.
What's a tip that you have for a real estate investor who's looking to get traction on Instagram so they can too receive deals on Instagram and be able to get some off-market leads?
It's consistency with everything in business. It's consistency and tons of discipline. And if you can sit there and DM 30 to 40 real estate investors like myself, because you have some deals, it would behoove you to start those relationships, especially when the market turns. You're going to want to have as many cash investors as you can. So what my team does is they reach out to people like me the very same way that there are people that reach out to me as well through Instagram. The beauty about that particular platform is you can follow hashtags. So for example, you can type in hashtag real estate investor and there'll be 2 million posts that'll come up and you can go into those particular areas, those particular cities that you work in, and you can track down who the actual active investors are in that city. Because I'm sure you know this, but there's a lot of people that call themselves investors and they've done 3 deals. So it's very easy to get straight to the source when you use a direct message. And you can get to people just like me that you would have never been able to talk to me before. But now we have all these social media platforms.
And what is your team posting about?
It's about me as a whole. So it's not just about the commas and zeros for me in the bank. That part's great, but I'm trying to build a huge legacy. And for me, it's really about how I show up for my family, how I show up for my kids every morning, how I show up for my wife. So for me, business is actually the last thing I think about. The first thing I think about as soon as my brain wakes up is I go into a 10-minute meditation. And then I sit in gratitude for 5 minutes. And then I work out. And then I eat something really healthy. And then my kids wake up, and that's about 7 a.m. And then the nanny shows up and I start making breakfast for the whole family and I get my family ready for the day. And then I leave and go to the office and then I'm home at 3 o'clock every day. So I'm wildly scheduled from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. and then it's family time. So for me, I've got 2 small kids and I'm trying to show them that you don't have to work from 7 to 7 every single day to create an empire.
So if we were to go to your Instagram profile, what are you posting?
I'm posting links to my website, videos of just kind of what I'm doing, and I'm giving talks, like, you know, pictures of me and my children. I just kind of tell a story through my Instagram, and there's about 15 to 20,000 people that follow my Instagram stories, and that's more of like a daily kind of vlog for me. So you can kind of see straight into my day through my Instagram stories. I do the same thing with Facebook. And I also have a YouTube channel. was picked up by Apple TV and Amazon, and it's called Unlock Now with Andy Dane Carter. And it's just kind of my life that's been videoed. And some people like it and watch it, some people don't.
What's the latest deal that you're working on that perhaps you haven't closed but you can talk about?
Sure. We have 60 units in Cleveland that we're trying to close. We're hitting a little bit of a roadblock with the city just because there's a lot of work that needs to be done before we can close, and we're just having some problems with the seller. But it's probably going to close. We just have to figure out if we're going to get a $300,000 price reduction or if we're going to have to do the work first, which I do not like to do because it just causes all kinds of contracts and legal stuff that we have to get signed up before we can start, so we can make the buildings ready for the city to inspect and then we can close. But it's a really good deal and I don't want to lose it, but at the same time, I don't want to make a bad move at the top of a 10-year cycle either.
What property in your portfolio is valued the lowest? And can you tell us the story of that deal?
Sure. I have a deal that I actually talk about a lot. It's a fourplex. And the fourplex was owned by somebody who lived out of state. They wanted to sell it. I happened to know the property manager at the time. They reached out to me if I wanted to buy it. And I was able to buy it. And I was able to use the commission that they insisted on paying me to just about cover the entire down payment for the property. So with the commission, because I'm a licensed agent, I was able to do the deal. I was able to take the commission from the deal and put it down, and I only had to come out of pocket, I think it was $6,000, and it was actually cash flowing just a little bit when I bought it, and now it's cash flowing right about $3,000 a month. And when I bought it, the property was worth right about $400,000, and now it's just over $1 million. So that was a fun one.
Wow. Yeah. So the cheapest property in your entire portfolio is worth $1 million?
As of right now, in this state, yes. But I've got stuff. It's in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, just across your entire portfolio, what's the cheapest property, and how much is it worth, and what's the story about that?
Sure. I closed on 6 duplexes in Cleveland that we closed for $240,000 for all 6. And that's almost 3 years ago. So those have appreciated a little bit. But we picked those up for $40,000 and change a unit. So there's stuff that we have that's $40,000 and it's worth probably $65,000 to $70,000 for a duplex right now. And there's actually a tape of houses that we bought in Ohio as well. And we took those down for, I think, $38,000 a door. So there's stuff that's all over the place. It just kind of depends on what we're looking for.
So we got the 6 duplexes in Cleveland for $240,000, worth more now. And then on the other end of the spectrum, what property is valued the highest at this point?
We have a 48-unit building that we finally got out the 3 JV partners last year. And that one, it's right around $14
million. Awesome. And where's that one located?
That one is in Southern California, just outside of Los Angeles.
Will you elaborate on you got the JV partners out?
Oh, yeah. So there was a 5-year either refi or 5-year buyout agreement. And we weren't sure how fast the building was going to actually take off and do its thing. But I'm sure, as you guys know, this entire market has gone really hot the past 5 years. And we were able to take out all of the cash that they had originally put in. And then we were able to push the actual profits that we made straight back to those 2 partners and completely buy them out. So now it's just owned by myself and one other business partner of mine that we do a lot of deals with. So there was 4 of us. Now there's only 2 of us, but our cash on cash investment is 0.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
It's the best. And I'm going to hold that thing until I'm on the ground.
You'll still be clutching on to it deep, deep down in the ground, won't you?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we got the 6 duplexes in Cleveland, $240,000 purchase, worth more, $14 million, 48 unit in Southern California. In terms of the amount of time, does the 48 unit take a disproportionately greater amount of time since it's worth more than the 6 duplexes in Cleveland?
No, and it's funny how that works, and it's crazy how my eyes have really changed that entire scenario the past 6-7 years. It's usually more of a headache the fewer the doors per property than it is more of the doors, especially because you can almost put one particular manager, and that's exactly what we do in the 48 unit, is they live there and they're on site and they take care of all the headaches, all the problems, all the phone calls, all the everything. And then once a month, they bring all the rents and everything that's been collected to the office. They sit down with our entire property management team. They go over the books and that's it. So it's our biggest, most profitable with the least amount of headaches.
On the 48 unit, when you did the cash out, what was the profit that the two that exited received?
They made $480 and change each.
$480,000. About what type of return is that? I'm sure it's astronomical.
Yeah, they were at 39 to almost 41% return.
Annualized?
Yeah.
So that's clearly a phenomenal return. Were they wanting to still stay in and not receive that? And did you have to say, ah, sorry, I want to do this? Or were they like, yeah, sure, buy me out. I know it's in the contract and I'll be happy to get this return.
They were thrilled because we just took that money and they were able to buy two more deals and they did nothing but wire some money in. We did all the work. We did all the heavy lifting. We found the deal. They were thrilled. And we have a lot of attorneys, so they're very grateful that they get to still practice law at a very high level, and they can still do very well in the real estate market by using us as partners. So they were thrilled. We found them each two new properties that are 100% managed by our company. So we did all the work. We made a lot of money. Yes, that was great. We gave them all the value because that's what we like to do for all of our investors. And then we found them two more deals that's going to make them even more money.
What's your best real estate investing advice ever?
Get your real estate license, even if you only use it once. There's so many opportunities to invest in real estate once you change your mindset. So many people think that you have to have a certain amount of money to be a real estate investor. And when I started, I didn't have any money, but I was able to get deals. Where people get confused is they think they have to have money. You need to have deals. The money will find the deals. So the best advice is don't focus so much on what you don't have and focus on your strengths. If you don't have any money, you have time. And that's what is your leverage, and that's your value. So you find the deal and then you go find the money.
Love it. We're going to do a lightning round. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Do you need debt for your deal, equity for your deal, or maybe a loan guarantor to help you get qualified for the financing? Talk to Mark Belsky. His number is 212-897-9875. That's 212-897-9875. His email is mbelsky@easterneq.com. Need more investors for your fund, sales for your books, or courses? Whether you're seeking investors or content sales, Luo Media Group is a digital marketing expert that can help make your marketing make money. Get a free consult at luomediagroup.com/best ever. Best ever book you've recently read?
It is actually a book about mushrooms. And
that should be the title of it, by the way, the book about mushrooms.
Yeah. So here's just a quick little thing. And this is a lightning round. We have 82% the same DNA as mushrooms. We are a closer relative to the mushroom than any other species on the planet as a human. So I found that fascinating. So now I eat more mushrooms.
You remember the name of the book?
It's called Healing Mushrooms.
Best ever deal you've done that we haven't talked about?
Probably the house I live in with my family. We were sixth in line, all cash, and there was 12 offers in 24 hours. And we were able to get the property because my wife was pregnant at the time. And the trust wanted a new family there. So they took $68,000 less to go with our offer.
What's a mistake you've made on a transaction?
Not knocking on the door when we bought a huge house That was a legal single family that when we got there, it was chopped up into 10 units that was not disclosed by the bank. And we were subject to $18,000 relocation times 10 in a rent control nightmare.
If approached a similar situation, how would you approach it differently?
We would have the bank sign more disclosures for sure.
Best ever way you like to give back?
I literally give out all my stuff for free. It's free on YouTube. It's free on everything that I do. I give you all the stuff that I've paid hundreds of thousands for in masterminds. I give it away for free because I really want people to know this is possible for anybody. I was raised with nothing. I was raised poor. I was raised by a single mom. We literally had nothing. And if I can do it, anybody can.
Best ever mastermind group that you pay to be a part of right now?
Wake Up Warrior was a really good kickstart for me to really get my head around what's really important. And it's not just about business.
Best ever way the best ever listeners can learn more about what you got going on?
They can find me at my name everywhere, at Andy Dane Carter on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. And you can go and get my new book that's called 100 Doors. It's free on my website. My website is andydanecarter.com. And the book is only 100 pages. And I literally give you the blueprint of how to do this with no money or hundreds of millions.
Andy, thank you so much for being on the show. I personally took a lot of lessons from our conversation. I'm really grateful for it. One of the things that solidified my thought process, but I thought it was really interesting, is how you said the fewer the doors, the more of a headache. And we talked about the 6 duplexes that you've got compared to the $14 million property and the 48 units. And also what was interesting for me is learning about your structure with those investors, the joint venture partners, and how you had a refi or a buyout agreement and you ended up buying them out. Then you and your business partner own that property now, and then the investors were able to then go invest in some other projects that you're working on. So really interesting, as well as obviously the Instagram and the building the brand that we talked about. So thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
All righty, Joe. Thanks again, bud.
Need more investors for your fund, sales for your books or courses? Whether you're seeking investors or content sales, Luo Media Group is a digital marketing expert that can help make your marketing make money. Get a free consult at luomediagroup.com/best ever.